Hi, this is Dr. Dave of the Shrink Wrap Radio Psychology Podcast at shrinkwrapradio.com, and class is in session with Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. If you'd like to contact me, very easy. School of Podcasting at gmail.com or call it in toll free on the Try Call 8 toll free number, 888 563 3228. On the show today, we're talking about your radio voice and how you don't really need one. We're going to continue our discussion about bulletin board or forum spam. I'm going to talk a little bit about a new version of software called Mixcraft, version 3.0, all on today's School of Podcasting's morning announcements. You know, a lot of podcasters jump into podcasting and they go out and they get their free voicemail. They record four or five shows and they keep using this number only to find out that A, nobody's called them yet, and by the time they do, that's right, they've lost their voicemail. Avoid this hassle very easily by going to Try Call 8. That's TryKall and the number 8.com. It's only $2 a month and every call is only 6 cents a minute. I use it. I don't believe I've ever got a bill more than $4, maybe $5 a month tops. And it makes it very easy for your listeners to call in. It's toll free. Aren't your listeners worth $2 a month? Check it out. TryCall8.com. Be glad you did. All right. In our last podcast, we were talking about all the spam you get if you try to have a forum board. Well, we threw the idea out there, the question out there, what are you guys doing, and any comments on this, and somebody tried the Try 8 Call 8 number, and here's the response we got.
One thing you were talking about on the last School of Podcasting was spam in your forums. Well, one thing that I still run a couple Yahoo mailing lists. One thing that I have found is moderation on when you create a user. So, for instance, someone wants to join up with my Eclipse users list. Well, they have to basically say why they want to join. And really all it does is prevent spammers from just automatically subscribing, send out your emails, unsubscribe, or whatever they do. And some forums do that too, where they prevent bots from just automatically signing in or joining.
And then we lost his call. So I apologize to whoever that is. Thank you for calling in. I really do appreciate it. But unfortunately, I can't give you a plug. But yeah, that is one way to do it. You can go into your bulletin board, your forum, and say any new users have to be approved. That's definitely one way to, and you'll start to notice which domains seem to be more spam-prone than others, I guess you could say. Then George from the One Minute How-To at oneminutehowto.com. This is just a quick note concerning spam. I wrote my own software to allow comments for my One Minute How-To podcast, and since I'm able to do whatever I wish with the software, I get almost no spam. My software blocks between 15 and 20 messages per day. I have an RSS feed on my comments so that I see them when they come in. That's a good tip right there. And any WordPress blog, you can do that. I say almost no spam because while I occasionally successfully block advertisements and link spam, I've been occasionally some very strange spam for which I see absolutely no purpose. These are the ones that say things like great site and things of that nature. PHPBB is concerned. I finally had to turn it off on the Association of Music Podcasting because of the plethora of spam that had to be dealt with. These days, the board is only in use for members of the organization. I'm told that version 3 is supposedly to be considered bettered in this regard, but I'll believe it when I see it. And that, again, is George from the One Minute How To, as well as Eclectic Mix, and about, he's like me, he's got many, 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 many podcasts.
Are you interested in psychology and what makes us tick? In personal growth and the inner life? In the integration of mind, body, and spirit? If so, then you need to get on the couch with Dr. Dave as he interviews leading-edge thinkers from around the broad world of psychology. You'll find the Shrink Wrap Radio Psychology Podcast at www.shrinkwrapradio.com. It's all in your mind.
There you go. And I met Dr. Dave about 2 years ago at the very first Portable Media Expo. And I think we were waiting in line to talk to somebody, and we kind of, you know, did the traditional swapping of the cards. And Dave looked at me and said, you know, I don't know if this podcasting thing is going to be for me, because he's got a very unique voice. And it is not like the typical obnoxious radio guy. There's a guy, I was listening to the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game the other night, and there's a guy named Joe Tate, and he talks like this, everybody. He does, you know. Tonight, the Cavaliers, LeBron James. And I'm like, what? Who talk? Well, that guy talks like that, but it's really to the point where half the game, I just keep repeating what he says, everyone. And so we all have unique voice, and we don't have to have the soothing sounds of M105. So I know I've said this before, but keep in mind, the coolest thing about your podcast is you. You bring your viewpoint, your voice, your experiences to it. And consequently, there's no other podcast like you. They're like snowflakes. You know, there's no two alike. So keep that in mind. Thank you, Dr. Dave, for the bumper, by the way. I appreciate that. Everybody go over to shrinkwrapradio.com and check that out. I know psychology was one of my favorite classes that I took my last semester. By the way, anyone keeping score? Straight A's for Dean Dave here. So I'm taking some summer classes as well. I went back to get my second degree. And you know why they call it school? Because it's not fun. Otherwise, they'd call it fun, but it's called school. But you know what is fun? The School of Podcasting. It is. And let me tell you a little bit. I had to do something. That's the world's worst segue ever. But I announced in the last podcast that there was going to be something new with the School of Podcasting. It's kind of fun because I'm recording this on Wednesday the 23rd, and I'm hoping by the time you hear this on Monday, this will be done. It's partly done now. I've got about five of these done. And do you have... Now, for those of you overseas or things like that, I actually got email from Austria this week. That's so cool. I have no... Not that I don't appreciate email from the U.S. and Canada and things, but when you get something from Austria, someplace you've never been, you're like, wow, I'm hello, Austria! Anyway, but I'm pretty sure in Austria they don't have Ponderosa, a restaurant chain that has a giant buffet that we affectionately refer to as Ponderosa, so we can cross them off the potential sponsor list. But it's this giant buffet, and you go in, you've got your rubbery steak and your mashed potatoes, and then you have things like, you know, peas and carrots and beets and asparagus and some sort of red, fluffy, pinkish jello concoction and other things. And when I first started the School of Podcasting back in 2005, As I learned to podcast, I would add things. Hey, I used this. This is good. Or I looked at this. This could be useful in the future. And I came up with all sorts of resources. Fast forward to 2007, when a new person signs up for the School of Podcasting, I kind of go, well, the good news is there's a ton of information. The bad news is, well, there's a ton of information. And I realized that going to the School of Podcasting now, although I have kind of a quick start guide, is a little bit like walking into a buffet restaurant. And I realize that some of you are in a hurry, and you know what you want to do and things like that, but can you just show me where the meat and potatoes are, Dave? I'm not really much of a beet fan. You can keep the green beans, and I might take some cornbread, but really, I just need the meat and potatoes. So I've started a new section of tutorials called Step by Step, and it starts off with planning your podcast, picking your topic, all those little things you need to think about, and then we're going to go in step by step. In fact, I'm actually using my current girlfriend for this because she knows nothing about podcasting. And that's why I said, hey, can I use you as kind of a trial person? So if you're looking for podcasting and you're like, look, can you just show me step by step? And that's where we have these tutorials. We have some of them are audio because some of those you just have to listen, and you can actually have there's you know, text there that you can read And then some of it is actual where you watch software and you watch me do this and I explain it and things like that, because a picture paints a thousand words. So that's what's new and exciting at the School of Podcasting. And best of all, of course, the price hasn't gone up. Nope, same low price of basically $20 a month. Or you can sign up for a one-day trial if you just want to stick your toe in the water just for a little bit. So that's what's new. And that leads me to my next subject, which is, okay, Dave, well, how do you do this step-by-step? Because I've always said, you know, we all podcast in our own little different ways, but really there are two ways to podcast. You're either going to do what I'm doing right now, which is record my voice and then later put in music and sound effects and things like that after it. I call that post-production or multi-track recording. And then you have people that do live podcasting where they talk and they hit buttons and things like that, and the music comes up as they're doing it. Well, I have found software for both of those. And one of the ones that, because people always ask me, well, Dave, what do you use? And I use a program called Mixcraft. And I'll have a link to this out in the show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to download a copy, you can download a copy and try it out for free. And just to give you an example of, well, Dave, how do you get to the meat and potatoes? Why, Dave, do you like this one? Why shouldn't I use Audacity? Well, Audacity is okay. But I also know that almost everyone I've talked about with Audacity has the how I lost a whole show story. It's a free program, and yeah, at times, you know, it's a great program. I'm not saying it's not great. I just know that at times, somewhere along the line, almost everybody I know has had a problem with it. But by all means, if you're on a no, I have no budget, Audacity will work. But I like Mixcraft because of this. Number one, it's very, very powerful, very easy to control the volume. You have, it's kind of an advanced feature that I want to get into now, but it has the ability to add VST plugins. So if you have a really noisy room, you can actually put in a plugin that will cancel out the background noise if you can't afford an external noise gate, things like that. It's very easy to crossfade in between the two. In the latest release of Mixcraft, they've included some royalty-free music loops. You can actually make your own theme music. So, for instance, Vibe... I'm not sure what Vibe Hop is, but here's some Vibe Hop. And realize I could add guitar to this and things like that. I'm just going to... Just to explain a little bit here. Here's some Vibe Hop. So there you go. That answers the question. Dave, what are you using for your podcast? And I would say 90% of the time I'm using Mixcraft from Acoustica. And again, the new version 3.0. Well, the other thing is, it's very powerful. It's, I think it's $50, $49.95, something like that, which is actually, in some cases, cheaper. I know it's, I believe it's cheaper than Sony Acid. It's cheaper than Podcast Station. You know, granted, it's not cheaper than Audacity, because Audacity is free, but I like it. So that is what I am using. So let's take a quick second to... Oh, it also has sound effects built into it as well. I don't want to go into those, but, you know, babies crying and gunshots and things like that. So a bunch of sound effects, and it's all free, royalty-free. Comes right in. I actually looked into that. It's a very cool stuff. So Mixcraft 3. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. Let's take a quick second. Let's go to a little Jerry Springer moment here. Let's reflect on what we've learned. Well, number one, you don't have to have a special DJ voice to be into podcasting. Just ask Dr. Dave over at shrinkwrapradio.com. We also learned that the School of Podcasting now has a step-by-step track. If you want just the meat and potatoes, log in, go down to the tutorial section in the middle of the page, and you'll see step-by-step. And last but not least, we know that Dave uses Mixcraft. Version 3.0 is the new one, which comes with royalty-free music, and you can find that at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com along with all of our other show notes out there. I really do appreciate you turning. You know, I was so close to being to the end of the show. And I'm not editing that out. I went to a theme park here in Ohio called Cedar Point, and my voice is just now actually back to normal. I was worried today I was going to be recording, and yesterday I sounded like this. I sounded like I was 13 because I was riding roller coasters. But hey, that's going to do it. And I was screaming a lot, like a little girl. Check us out, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're ready to start your podcast, check out the new Step by Step. We're actually doing a roundtable tonight to talk to all the newbies, get them going in the right direction, get their feedback. And speaking of feedback, feel free to send me some at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in on the toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. Get your own toll-free number at trycall8.com. That's trycall8.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Until we meet again, blast is missed.